Happy Hockey Day in America, live from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. This is the U.S. Cellular pregame show. Slavko Bekovic alongside the voice of the Rockford Ice Hogs, Mike Peck. The Ice Hogs in action today at the BMO, taking on the Lake Erie Monsters. Lake Erie coming in with a record of 24-22-5. 55 points tied for third place in the North Division. They currently sit in eighth in the Western Conference, holding on to that final playoff spot with their 55 points. Rockford with a record of 23-25-1-1. 48 points, fifth in the Midwest Division. They are 14th overall in the Western Conference standings. Well, last night, Rockford here at the BMO, big winners over the Abbotsford Heat, 7-2. Your final score, 5 first period goals on the best goaltender statistically in the American Hockey League this season, Barry Bruss. And 60 minutes of energy, 60 minutes of intensity, a complete hockey game for the Ice Hogs last night.
Anytime you have a complete hockey game, it usually means the other team is not very good. And that was the case last night. The most important thing for the Ice Hogs, Slavko, is that the Ice Hogs took care of business against a team that was off last night. And, boy, it was a nice win all around for Rockford. And you mentioned a complete hockey game, probably the most complete win the Ice Hogs have had this year.
Yeah, it certainly helps that Abbotsford came out relatively flat from the get-go, but I like the intensity that the Ice Hogs brought. They were physical from the first puck drop, and they maintained that physicality and that intensity through the entire 60 minutes, which is not easy to do when you go into the first intermission up 5-0. It's good to see that they didn't kind of take their foot off the gas, and they kept on it and scored 7 goals against Barry Bruss. The team's been playing much better of late. Outside of that one kind of lapse in Peoria last week. But right now, it's time to start looking at the scoreboard. The Ice Hogs 7 points out of the final playoff spot, which Lake Erie currently holds with 55 points in the Western Conference.
It's a big game tonight. The important thing for Rockford, and you see it quite a bit in the game of hockey. We talked about last night, one of the kind of the quirks with hockey is you see a team score a couple of quick goals early in a hockey game, and they have a tendency to think it's too easy, and they lose their mojo. Well, for the Ice Hogs here tonight against Lake Erie, this is a big game. You can't rest on last night's laurels, because a lot of times in hockey, when you see a team put up big offensive numbers the night before, the next night they come out flat. The Ice Hogs can't afford to do that, because this is a big four-point swing. Even though it's not a game that's in the division, it's a team, like you mentioned, that the Ice Hogs are directly battling for one of the final playoff spots in the Western Conference against.
Yeah, Rockford currently chasing Lake Erie for that final spot. Lake Erie struggling a lot recently. They have not won a game in the month of February. They're 0-4-0-3. Last regulation win came on January 31st, a 4-1 victory against the Abbotsford Heat, who the Ice Hogs took care of last night. They lost 3-1 versus Chicago yesterday. This team has not been scoring many goals, and they haven't been able to keep the puck out of their own net. On paper, a matchup that the Ice Hogs look good at coming into, but this is also one of those trap games where you look at how they've struggled recently and you don't want to kind of take your foot off the gas like they didn't do last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's why they say they don't play it on paper, right? That's
absolutely
why you play the game. And for Rockford and Kelvin Pickard, who came down from Colorado this morning, he actually backed up for the Avalanche in Edmonton last night. Yeah, maybe the Ice Hogs catch them tired. I don't know. You can't worry about the other team. You just got to get to the net, get pucks to the net. And last at Rockford, fortunate, you know, to get some past Barry Brust. But again, it was the tenacity, and hopefully that carries over to this afternoon.
And one of the positives from last night as well, it was a balanced attack. Every line contributed. The defensemen got involved. You look through the game sheet, and it seemed like everyone was a plus for the Ice Hogs, which is good because they also scored 3 goals on the power play. So they're doing it even strength, and they're doing it on the power play. So let's go ahead and take a look at today's goaltending matchup. Calvin Pickard is starting for Lake Erie. 6'1", 208 pounds. This is his 30th AHL game this year. 13 wins, 11 losses, 3 shootout losses. He does have 3 shutouts, a 2.71 goals against average, a 9.11 save percentage. Carter Hutton going once again for the Ice Hogs, 6'1", 195. This is his 39th game, 17 wins, 18 losses, 1 shootout loss. He does have a shutout back on October 13th, opening day against the Chicago Wolves, which he ultimately took the shootout loss in. 2.90 goals against average, 9.03 save percentage, and he was pretty solid in net last night against Abbotsford.
Well, Pickard's been good this year for Lake Erie, and against Rockford, he's 0-1-0-1 with a shootout loss. Hogs have gotten to him 9 times in 2 games, Slavko. So hopefully the Ice Hogs can continue to have his number, because he's a guy, looking at his numbers, it's been very solid as a rookie. So it's not easy for a goaltender this young to turn the type of numbers that he's put in so far this year.
Well, the Ice Hogs are going to have to do exactly what they did and what they've been doing consistently this year. They've got a lot of shots on net, get rebounds, get bodies in front of that. Don't make it easy on Calvin Pickard. They certainly didn't make it easy on Barry Bruss last night. Get those bodies to the front. You've got to crash the net. They got the first goal on the board last night because McArdle was in there crashing the net, and an athletic play from him. So looking for big things from him, and But the guys who've kind of been carrying the scoring, Morin, Hayes, and Peary, well, Peary of the last couple games, he had an 8-game goal drought snapped the other night, and now 3 goals in his last 2 games. They need Peary and St. Pierre to start producing those points like they were earlier in the season in order for them to take off, because they need to get hot right now. Things are not desperate yet in the Western Conference standings, but it's getting there.
7 points, not insurmountable. The number that worries me is the number 6. That's the number of teams between Rockford and the final playoff spot. It's too many intangibles. You got to start leapfrogging some teams.
And once you start getting those head-to-head matchups against the teams between the 8 and 14 spot, which is where Rockford is right now, those are huge, huge games, like you said, 4-point swings that you have to have.
Well, it makes tonight's game even more important because it's the 4th and final against the Lake Erie Monsters, and it's one of the teams that the Ice Hogs are chasing in the Western Conference playoff race. Well, that'll do it for this portion of the U.S. Cellular pregame show. It's now time for the Forest City Diagnostic Imaging diagnosis of the game with Ice Hogs head coach Ted Dent.